who choose to participate in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Thursday morning, August 30th, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining, and I'm sure all of the parents know that school is not in session today due to the storm, Isaac. And you know, as always, as we were driving in this morning on 71, Highway 71, that is, we always take note of the mega shelter, especially since the storm has come about in our area, and we know that lots of people are still traveling in, and this morning was no different. Lots and lots of buses lined up with people that have evacuated from the storm. And I tell you what, yesterday was the 7th anniversary, and as we sat and watched the news coverage, we were absolutely riveted as we were 7 years ago. Now, of course, Isaac was not nearly as catastrophic as its predecessor. But we watched our family again and our friends' lives literally be turned upside down by the storm. And as we watched, we called and texted our friends in the Plaquemines, St. John the Baptist Parish area to make sure that they were all fine. And our friends are fine. I know many of you this morning are checking on your family and on your friends as well. But the La Paz area, as you well know, if you watch the coverage, got hit really, really hard. And some of our very close friends live in that area and had to be boated out yesterday. About 8+ feet of water descended upon Plaquemines Parish, upon La Paz. And as we text back and forth, it was just hard to watch and hard to know, because this storm started so slowly and started as a Category 1. And DC and I laughed about it, because we have been in that situation living in New Orleans where we just decided that it would be okay. And, you know, we did learn a lot from Katrina, but we still have many, many more lessons to learn. And that is, when officials ask us to evacuate, we just have to do it. I tell you, it was hard to hear that our friends, many friends and friends of friends, had not only lost their homes, but lost all, cars, clothing, homes, everything, literally underwater. And so this morning, we want to ask that every single person begin to pray for our family in New Orleans and surrounding areas, because you know what? They're going through some more tough times, and we never thought that we would see a storm of Katrina's magnitude again. I didn't in my lifetime. And of course, Isaac was not near the magnitude of Katrina, but we still see lots and lots of water. Lots of people in just sheer pandemonium, sheer fear for their lives, standing on their rooftops. One resident said that he had to literally shoot out his attic so that his family could climb to the top of the house. And so as you sit safely in your home this morning, we want to remember all of those folks that are still trying to travel into our area. Now, we did talk to Octavia Jackson Williams, who is on the ground at the mega shelter, and she said, yes, it is nearing full capacity because people are coming in. And as we were behind the buses this morning, so many people with their animals, with their dogs, just trying to figure it out. And so this morning, you know, we are happy that we're not going to see nearly the deaths and the, you know, the mayhem that we saw of Katrina, but our hearts still go out to those families that are trying to get out and just don't know not only what's going to happen, but when they will be able to return to their homes and assess the damage. And one of our friends said, you know, they made it to Baton Rouge last evening, and he said, you know, we're going to just stay here for a day or so and try to regroup. Those were his words. He and his wife and their pets, I'm sure, just to try to regroup. And so it's tough to hear. We're glad that so far we've not heard of any news reports of loss of life, but we're still experiencing rainfall. And I know in our particular area, as we traveled in this morning, we traveled through our city, Cheneyville, which is a small city, but no power outages, no downed trees, just a lot of debris, a lot of wind damage, a lot of, you know, just nothing really big in comparison. And so this morning, we're going to not only talk to the Weather Channel for the up to the minute weather reports about what's happening, where the storm is moving, what we can expect, but we're also going to talk to people on the grounds that are trying to get past the water and the rain damage and trying to figure out where we go from here. And you might remember our good friend Tanya Fauché that we talked to as the storm began, and she said, yeah, we're going to ride it out. And I said, you know, it does sound foolhardy, but when you look at the economics of moving and moving large families out of harm's way, sometimes it doesn't seem realistic. But as we talked with her via text yesterday, she said, you know, we will never do this again. We will never ride out a storm again, because we realize now the dangers, but they too are okay. And we're going to hear from them this morning, and we're going to see how they are faring. Still no power. According to Governor Jindal, he is still saying that 700,000+ Louisianians are without power, and they are working diligently to try to figure this thing out. And it saddens your heart, because this is the 7th anniversary, and it very much felt like deja vu. It really did. It was hard to watch. And we just underestimated Isaac so badly. We felt like it was slow moving. It was a category one, not nearly the magnitude, but I can just remember Rosa Fields, State Farm agent Rosa Fields' words just a few weeks ago, talking about how those storms were indelibly emblazoned, is what she said, in her memory, and what they went through. And she said it. She said, we're not quite out of the woods yet. So we're gonna try to speak to Rosa this morning, our agents, to see what's happening, to just kind of help people to figure out where to go from here. And again, I just want to remind all of the folks in Central Louisiana, Alexandrians in particular, that we are going to have a lot of people in our area. And we have shown them so much love through Katrina and even Isaac. And I just want to remind everybody to stay engaged. It is slippery and wet on the roads this morning. So stay engaged. Make sure that you are watching out for all of those people that are traveling in from the storm. And let's just do our part to make sure that we can just make their burden just a little bit lighter. You're on point, everybody. I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have some more reports on the storm. We're going to have on-the-ground, up-to-the-minute reports. Stay with us. Stay on point. We're back after this.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. CNN anchor and special correspondent, Soledad O'Brien.
Soledad, the faith in God that these kids had, the thing that really, when I look at their faith and I feel that from the documentary, Patrick says, he says, my faith in him is so big. He says, it's like the ocean. He said, it's so big. And he said, I prayed to God to let me go to America, but, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, that was not in God's plan, so I'm okay with staying here.
But remember the context, which is all these kids have just survived a massive earthquake mm-hmm. that has killed a huge portion of the population. So they see God very clearly in front of them.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, August the 30th, and if you're just joining us, it's 7:49 a.m. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. also Carol Kinder, your pathway advisor. If you're having challenges with your finances and you're not sure what you should do, Carol Kinder is your pathway advisor. The number you can phone is 318-448-8600. Also, like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is on point and on call. And you know what? It's so important, especially during times like this, to have a local agent, someone that lives in your community, somebody that you can literally just reach out and touch, that can answer those questions, those hard questions, and really help to make what is a, what seems to be a catastrophic just storm, literally make it better by having the answers and really giving you the directions that you need. Well, that's State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. And as I was talking about the storm, a lot has happened. It seems as if the storm has died down. It is moving out of our area, but not before it has created lots of problems for our friends and family in the New Orleans, La Place area. And, you know, yesterday as we were sitting and watching the news coverage and watching back and forth and trying to reach people, there were still friends that we had not reached. And so many people are still wondering about the safety of their loved ones in the New Orleans area. And DC and I were just saying how important it is, especially in the wake of Katrina 7 years ago. And sometimes we can forget, and I know that all of our friends that are listening this morning from New Orleans are probably saying, no, we have not forgotten. And I don't mean it in that sense. I just mean that sometimes we can get a little bit lax in terms of warnings. And, you know, we want to make sure that this never happens again. And we felt like the levees were shored up, they were on point, but there were still some areas that federal funds had not covered, and they are seeing the brink of the water and the overflow. And I can't say this morning enough how our hearts go out to all of those that we know and that we don't know, because one friend of a friend not only lost everything, she lost vehicles, she lost her home, she lost everything, the contents of the home. And Rosa and I have spoken about this many, many, many times. She was a renter, and she did not have insurance. And so there is going to be a lot of DC fallout after the water has been pumped. A lot of people are going to be left with what to do.
That's right.
And so for us, we just sat and we watched and we prayed. And, you know, it did us good when you talked to Kevin, well, via text last night, but we still have not been able to speak with them this morning.
Right.
And he was saying just literally that they just needed to.
Basically, the floodwaters just came in and just overtook them and flooded their property. So they just had to evacuate, and they evacuated to Baton Rouge. And so he's telling me now that they're just going to regroup and go back in and try to see if they can, you know, what they can do,
right,
try to pick up the pieces and go forward.
And you know, the hard thing is that when we were talking to our friends that said that they were going to hunker down and stay, you never thought that the waters were going to rise as quickly. And one thing that they all said was this. They said, one minute everything seemed fine, and the next minute water was everywhere. One lady said, you know, I didn't even have the chance to get my purse. She had a small child. She said, I didn't even have a chance to get a pamper for my baby. That's how quickly the water ascended upon them. I mean, it just came up, and they had to get out of there. Boats lined up in the neighborhood that we have visited so many times, lined up just waiting to try to rescue people. And so this morning, you know, we just really want to keep our eye on what's going to happen next, and most importantly, how we can help those people that are coming into our area, and they're piling up, and we're going to try to give you some more information on shelters for those people that are just coming into the city that may be redirected into other areas in our community for shelter, because when you look just from yesterday until this morning, buses everywhere, ambulances staged at LSUA. MedExpress is on the grounds over there working to make sure that patients, I'm sure, have what they need. And one of the things that was constant in everybody that said that they had to evacuate, they didn't have time to get anything. So all of the things that we talk about that are so important and so needed during an evacuation, most people weren't even able to get their purse, let alone their identification. And so it's tough. It's tough. We know that Governor Jindal has been talking with President Obama since Wednesday about declaring disaster areas in those areas that have been hardest hit. And so we know that they're working. But we know from Katrina, and we know that, you know, billions of dollars in damage, this won't be as bad. But there are some areas that are just as hard hit as New Orleans was. And just trying to figure it out this morning and trying to figure out how to get past it, how to clean it up, and how to move forward. We're also going to have hopefully the Red Cross in this morning to talk about what they're doing, how they're directing people. And I tell you, you know, this morning, if you're in a house that has power and you have cool, that is a lot to be grateful for this Thursday morning. Many people, even in our area, are having power outages and are just sitting and waiting for the power companies to come and to restore their power. We want to remind you about those downed power lines, about picking up debris, and just waiting until this thing has completely passed and until it is safe. And also for those people that are traveling, be mindful on the roads, because when we were coming in this morning, it was still rainy. Not a hard rain, but a real consistent rain this morning, which makes those highways very, very slick and very slippery. And I know that everybody is trying to figure out what's happening with people that are either trying to come out of the ravages of Isaac, or that to try to figure out where everybody is. So we want to remind people, D.C., to stay engaged, to not text and drive, because it makes an already bad situation worse. So we don't want to have those kind of accidents, and we don't want to have those kind of things happening on the road as people are traveling. So please be careful. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to come back with Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel, and we're going to find out exactly what the storm is doing and what's next. Stay on point.
The kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back to school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back to school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, August 30th, and if you're just joining us, it's 2 minutes after 8. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Davis One Stop, and McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the storm, what it's done, what it's doing. We welcome back to the OPT Network Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel. Jennifer, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I tell you what, Jennifer, I was just telling our listeners how we sat ravaged, really riveted by the television coverage on yesterday. We never thought we would see it happen again. We never thought we would see waters this high again. But 7 years later, it's almost like deja vu. Talk about that storm and what happened on yesterday.
Well, it is deja vu in that the pictures look the same, but I think it's worth emphasizing that it's not in the same spot. All the levees in New Orleans have held, and they are in good shape there. Plaquemines Parish, that's not a federally funded levee. It's a private levee, and that's where they ran into tremendous problems yesterday. Water overtopped the levee. You know, you could see in the pictures on the coverage that water was, you know, up to the second stories of some houses in places. And I'm not sure how much you've been following it this morning, but there has been some flooding reported in Slidell, which is north of New Orleans, near the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. Actually, my future mother-in-law teaches at the high school there.
Wow.
So I am intimately familiar with that area. They had some water come over, partially a bayou backed up, but partially water came over railroad tracks there that sort of serve as a makeshift sort of levee. So they have had up to 5 feet of water in Old Town Slidell. The mayor was on with the Weather Channel a little earlier this morning talking about, you know, the pumping stations are just, you know, they're inundated right now.
Absolutely. And so for the pumping stations, do we know what's going to happen down in Plaquemines Parish with that. We have been following that, but that is a lot of water that's going to have to be pumped. Have they said?
I am not 100% sure about that. What I can tell you from a weather perspective is, you know, we're not entirely done with the rain there yet. Mm. So until the rain stops and the water has a chance to go down, you know, I don't think the pumps, you know, the ones that are still potentially working are going to be able to bring that water down anytime soon. If you take a look at where Isaac is on the map now, it has been downgraded to a tropical storm with 45-mile-an-hour winds, mm-hmm. although we're having trouble finding sustained winds at 45 miles an hour from any of the reporting stations. So I would not be surprised to see it get downgraded to a depression. So that's a good news from the wind standpoint. But from the rain standpoint, we still have torrential rains out there, especially on the eastern side of the storm. The center of the circulation now is right over central Louisiana. We have some very heavy rain bands still moving over southeastern Louisiana, including around Plaquemines Parish.
Mm-hmm.
Got tornado watches remaining in effect in portions of southeast Louisiana, Mississippi. Numerous flash flood warnings out there. We've got some tornado warnings in effect as we speak. And this system is just going to move northward now, and it's going to bring a heavy rain threat to portions of Arkansas, Missouri, and then it's expected, the remnants at least, are expected to make a right-hand turn and go through Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. We talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news in the respect that those are drought-stricken areas and they need the rain, but bad news in that it's too much rain in too short of a time period. But
absolutely.
And we've got a rain total forecast map here that I'm looking at,
okay.
And over southeastern Louisiana, a little slice of southeastern Louisiana and southern Mississippi, we are now looking at rainfall totals in the 18 to 30-inch range. When
wow.
On. 12 to 18-inch range extends up through northeastern Louisiana into eastern Arkansas and through a good chunk of western Mississippi. 6 to 12 inches up through a good chunk of the rest of Arkansas into Missouri and portions of Illinois. So it's going to take time for the system to continue to move north and then eventually east, and it's going to continue to be a significant rainmaker. So
mm-hmm.
said yesterday, this is just the beginning of this story. You know, we're not even to the middle of this story yet. This is going to be a storm that's going to continue to impact portions of the central and eastern U.S. for days.
I tell you one thing, that is very hard to hear, that there is going to continue to be more rain. Let's talk a little bit about Shreveport and Monroe, those areas. What can they expect within the next several hours?
You know, Shreveport and Monroe are kind of in a borderline area. They are not going to be on the east side of the storm. They will either be in the central or western portions of the storm. So initially, not necessarily going to see that much rain. But then as the storm continues to move north and they're on the southern side of the storm,
mm-hmm.
that's potentially see heavier rainfall. And they're kind of right on the border between the 2 to 6-inch rainfall forecast and the 6 to 12-inch rainfall
mm-hmm.
forecast. And that's a pretty wide range. I understand that might be frustrating for people who live
sure.
in the area, including my future grandparent-in-law.
My goodness, you have all kind of ties, Jennifer. To Louisiana, are you going to be moving here?
No plans to move anytime soon, but I do go visit regularly. I plan to be there for Christmas. Hopefully, the water will be down by then.
Absolutely, and so talk about.
Of course, it'll be down by then
for sure. Talk about what the reporters on the ground felt yesterday, because I know you guys probably talked about it in the newsroom. It was just really hard to watch, and the word déjà vu just keeps. It keeps just, you know, reeling in my mind. What did they talk about in terms of being on the ground and seeing this all over again?
I don't know if you had a chance at all to watch Jim Cantore yesterday, but there are
I did.
Plenty of video on weather.com
mm-hmm.
for you not seen it. It was just unbelievable watching him, you know, yesterday morning, maybe 7 o'clock-ish in the morning. Just, I mean, the wind was so strong, he could barely stand up. He was holding on to a fire hydrant, basically, to
mm-hmm.
stay upright. But, you know, that said, in hindsight, he said he has been amazed at how efficiently the pumps and the levees and everything have been working in New Orleans, that, you know, water did collect. There was some localized flooding, but it went down very quickly, and it was nowhere near what they experienced you know, when they were there for Katrina. That would be the case. I mean, they were in the French Quarter there. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we said it, too. We said that it was hard to watch, but it was not nearly as catastrophic as its predecessor, Katrina. And so that was good to see, but it's still hard to watch all of the people in the high floods being rescued by boats. And it's hard to hear, quite frankly, Jennifer, that we're still looking at getting more rain.
I think, you know, for Plaquemines Parish, the people who stayed there, everyone thought that Katrina was the worst that anyone would ever see. So I don't think the people of Plaquemines Parish or really anywhere in southeastern Louisiana outside of New Orleans, where they didn't necessarily get the federal funding to upgrade levees or upgrade the pumping systems, everyone thought Katrina was the hurricane of a lifetime and that they would never see anything like that again. And, you know, again, the winds weren't as strong with this storm, but because it was so massive and slow moving and the angle that it came in to southeastern Louisiana, you know, it did end up for that particular neck of the woods, for Plaquemines and the surrounding area, it ended up being worse. And I think that's a good takeaway message for hurricanes in general, is you can't live and die by, you know, is it a Cat 1 versus Cat 2 versus a Cat 3, because, you know, the size of a storm, the speed of a storm, the angle that the storm comes in, those can all have a tremendous effect on how much damage a particular area gets. And so there were mandatory evacuations in Plaquemines Parish yesterday. You just have to take those evacuations seriously. And yes, it's frustrating and unfortunate if you evacuate and it turns out that was unnecessary, but wouldn't you rather have that be the case than it be the opposite and what happened yesterday happened?
Absolutely. And we just had this whole conversation with our listeners. And so for those people, we have a lot of people that are converging or that are coming into this area due to evacuation and getting out of harm's way. So Alexandria, Central Louisiana, we can expect more rain. Do we know for how long?
As far as, let's just say, let's look at the Alexandria forecast, for example, because I can give you some real specific time frame.
Great.
Tropical storm conditions are expected in the Alexandria area today, although, again, I don't expect the winds to be super strong. In fact, I think that they may stay below tropical storm force as far as sustained winds go. We might get some strong gusts, but I expect to see bands of heavy rain today, tonight. There's only a 50% chance of showers and storms in the forecast tomorrow, but again, the showers and storms that do come through could be heavy, but they should be less constant tomorrow, and then the rain chances decrease significantly by the time we get into Saturday. So the worst of it will be today and tonight, and then conditions will slowly improve tomorrow and Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, Jennifer, we want to thank you again for giving us the up-to-the-minute reports from the Weather Channel on what is happening in our area, and not only our area, but, you know, we don't want to forget our neighbors in Mississippi and Alabama, and also those folks in Arkansas that are, and all of the people that will be affected by this weather ban. So thank you for getting up and spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
If I may also encourage you and any of the listeners out there, we have lots of easy-to-read and easy-to-understand maps on weather.com/Hurricane Central, and they are updated, you know, constantly.
Absolutely. So, give that website one more time, Jennifer.
It's weather.com and then /Hurricane Central, or you can just go to the webpage and click on the homepage, go to Hurricane Central.
Absolutely. Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel, thank you so much. Let me get a quick break. We're back after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-6000. 660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's August the 30th. It's 8:16 on Thursday, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us, we're talking about really the aftermath of the storm, Storm Isaac, 7 years after Katrina, and still lots going on, still lots of rain. And if you heard from Jennifer Natoso's report from the Weather Channel, still more rain expected in our area. Now, I said earlier this morning as we were traveling in that the mega shelter has really compiled with lots and lots of people, lots of buses. And we have Kevin Petty from the Red Cross on the phone. Kevin, good morning and welcome back to the OPT. Now, you said that pretty much, are we at capacity at the mega shelter, or do we know?
The last story we got is they were nearing capacity, and the authorities over there were directing people to the Coliseum. Our Central Louisiana Red Cross was asked to open the Coliseum late last night, and we set about doing that. And I just like the people in the community or anyone headed in to know that the Coliseum is open as a shelter should they require it.
Absolutely. Now, when you're traveling in on the interstate, there are big flashing signs that let people know where the shelter is. And so this is why we want to give this report that the Rapides Parish Coliseum has now opened to accommodate those buses, because we saw lots of buses traveling in this morning. So they are going to be now detoured to the Rapides Parish Coliseum. Is that right, Kevin?
We know that we're expecting some buses. Right now, it's still not clear exactly how much we might receive at the Coliseum. But at the moment, I do want local residents to know that if they need to seek shelter, then that it's open to them as well.
Absolutely.
I'd like for them to know that. We're still waiting for official word as to how many buses we might receive there.
Okay, good deal. And so any word on sort of the atmosphere or what's happening at the Alexandria Mega Shelter?
No, ma'am. I haven't gotten any reports on that this morning, but we're going to follow up shortly and see if we can assist out there.
All right. Very good. And give the physical address for the Coliseum so that those people that are driving in may understand where exactly it's located in proximity to the city.
Sure. It's 5600 Coliseum Boulevard, and it's on 28 as you head toward Fort Polk.
Absolutely. Headed toward Fort Polk on Highway 28. That's the Rapides Parish Coliseum. We want to thank the Red Cross. We know that you guys have been on point and on the grounds, making sure that all of the people that come into this city are taken care of and accommodated. And we want to thank you for that. And thank you for the update. Thank you for being the change that you want to see in our community and really around the world. And so We'll look to you, Kevin, if you have anything else that listeners that are traveling in need to know at a little bit later time, then you, we'll go ahead and come to you, and we'll give an update on what's happening as things progress.
Thanks very much.
All right, Kevin. Thank you. Everybody, it's Thursday, and we're just trying to figure it out, trying to make sure that everybody gets to where they need to be, and also feeling the after effects of Hurricane Isaac. And, you know, Jennifer echoed what we had already talked about. You can't look at the category of the storm and make a decision. It just doesn't make sense anymore, and we're seeing that yet again. So we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have some on-the-ground reports about the storm. We're back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, August the 30th, and it's 8:24 a.m. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is in Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas, and you can best believe that they're on the ground in Avoyelles Parish, making sure that everyone is safe and that all of folks' insurance needs in that area are taken care of. The number to phone Kyle at is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining us, it's all about the storm. We're going to first go to the mega shelter. Octavia Jackson Williams is at the mega shelter and has been there on the ground working. MedExpress has the contract and has been working hard to provide the services needed. Octavia, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. The question is, how are you guys doing over there at the shelter? I know you're putting in a lot of long hours.
Yes, it's busy. It's raining. There are people that have actually probably lost their homes, Carlette.
Oh, no.
I was hearing some people say that their whole house, I think Plaquemine Parish is actually underwater. So a lot of the people who live in that area, they don't have much to go back home to. So there's just a lot of distress. Mm-hmm. But they're being checked in. They're being shuttled through, and they're being processed. So just to give you some stats, mm-hmm. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can hear you fine. And talk about the mood in the shelter. You know, we were sitting here talking about it, and we've got friends and we've got family that have lost everything in those areas. So talk about the mood of the people that have come in on those buses.
Well, last night, from what I can understand, what I can understand last night, there were 28 buses that came in. We're fueling up now, so forgive me for all the noise.
That's okay.
Back here.
Go ahead.
28 buses came in last night. They were being processed. You remember yesterday, if you'll remember, I told you there's about 600 people there. Well, now probably close to 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a rough estimate. We can't give you the exact because they're still being processed.
Sure.
39 buses last night were triaged. And when we say triage, that means that we actually had medics get on the bus, triage them, any special needs, give them food and water, and then send them on towards Shreveport. We couldn't take them. So mm-hmm. as we speak now, buses are going further north
mm-hmm.
right now.
Wow.
There's about 70 or so special needs that are there,
right.
Every available nurse, medic. We have ambulances that have come down from St. Louis, Missouri. They're here to help us out, too. So we are pushing. We're making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on, but it's something about this one. You know, you just got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. And we see that as we're passing, not only coming in the morning, but even traveling home in the afternoons, we could see it just seems like there's a lot of activity. And you know, this morning I was saying, Octavia, to our listeners that we are grateful that Central Louisiana didn't get hit nearly as hard as what we thought we may have. But there are many people, and we forget about those people that are sick, and many people that are in need of things like dialysis this morning that have been absolutely not only devastated by the loss of their home, but also by those medical emergencies and those medical needs.
There are a lot of people, Carlette, that I keep hearing that they've left their medicine. Now,
mm-hmm.
a lot actually have their prescription. Now, there's something that the shelter is doing today. They've done it yesterday, but I've just got word that they're so busy today it may not happen, but tomorrow they will resume. They're doing a 10 o'clock and a 2 o'clock shuttle to Walmart pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have your prescription, you can take it there and get it filled. So they are trying their very best to get the medication to the people that are needed. Of course, the special needs, we've had a lot of special needs come in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a lot. I can't disclose a lot on that, but
sure.
There's a lot of people that are coming in. And then there's just their clothes. Their clothes are drenched. They're wet.
Mm.
And they're just trying to, and there hasn't been any type of drama,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of movement. A lot of uncertainty. You can kind of feel it in the air,
mm-hmm.
and you've got every race, color, nationality, and creed here. So, for the most part, people are getting along, but they're just I'm sure they want to go home.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, Octavia, there's probably no real idea about when that may happen, when they may be able to go home, because we just had Jennifer Natoso on from the Weather Channel that talked about the continuing rain and talked about not being able to pump in those areas really until they get a sense of rain stopping, and that's not going to happen at least until maybe on Saturday.
Oh, see, that's news to me. I haven't had a chance to really get in touch with the weather side of things, but that's really disconcerting. So I think our prayers really need to go out to these families.
Mm-hmm.
We are very blessed here in Central Louisiana. We are, because we didn't get much damage, but from what I understand, a lot of people they've lost a lot already.
Absolutely. Octavia, we want to thank you for joining us, because what we do know is that you guys are working really, really hard at the mega shelter, and it is a time where people just need a lot of love and they need a lot of understanding, because unless you have lost all, I don't even know how you quantify that. And I keep using the word deja vu, because although it wasn't New Orleans, it was Plaquemines Parish and surrounding areas. Many of those people have lost absolutely everything. And we want to thank you, Octavia, for bringing us up to date. And we also want to thank MedExpress for doing an incredible job on the grounds, taking care of all of those people that are coming into our community. Thank you so much.
Well, our pleasure, Carlette. We're here. If you need me, just let me know. I'll keep you guys posted.
Thank you so much. Let me get a quick break. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay on point.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. I'm laughing because we're taking you out to Destrehan, Louisiana, which is in St. Charles Parish. If you remember, we talked to Tanya Fauché at the beginning of the storm, and they said, yes, we're hunkering down, and we're staying, and we're riding the storm out. Tanya, good morning. And thank
Good
you.
Morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Tough. Thank you.
Tough few days. Talk about when you guys knew that this would be a problem. After we talked on Tuesday, everything was well, but you guys were hunkering down. When did you realize, okay, maybe we should have evacuated?
That night.
Oh my goodness.
That night, as soon as those winds picked up, it wasn't good.
Wow.
And at that point, I really realized that, you know, it's senseless to ride out something like this, that we are so fortunate to have. Our catastrophes here give us warning. And for you to stick it through, if you have even, there's even free places that you can go. If a family member got hurt in something that was preventable, you know, mm-hmm. I don't even think we could live with that.
Right.
You know, just this. We'll never stay again. No.
And so, Tanya, do you think it was like everybody else that, and Jennifer Natoso, who is a meteorologist for the Weather Channel, she said, you know, a lot of people get comfortable that it's just a Category 1. Do you think that that was the mindset of your family, that it's just a Category 1?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what we said. And, you know, the money, we really didn't, you know, and a lot of times they don't let you back in, so you have to stay even longer than you really need to,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just the traffic, sometimes you just don't feel like the frustration of all of that. And then with the Category 1, we said, Lord, we lived through 5, so
right.
If the Category 5 didn't take us out, 1 isn't going to do it. And it just didn't seem that bad. The predictions were, mm-hmm. we just didn't anticipate it moving so slow
right.
and being so strong,
right.
you know.
And
if this is a 1, I can't imagine a 5.
Absolutely. And so hindsight, as we like to say, is 20/20. But in the midst of all of this, your family is safe. Is that right?
Yeah, everybody's safe.
And so, but on the other side of that, you personally live in St. John Parish, which really got the brunt of the storm. And you've got a lot of friends and a lot of coworkers that are not so blessed this morning. They have their lives, but talk about what they're going through this morning.
Yeah, a lot. a lot have lost everything. Just the way that the wind shifted, it moved the water in another direction. And La Place doesn't have the protection that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a beating. Several of my friends just had knocks on the door. They look outside and the water is, I mean, their cars are under. People with boats. I mean, it just happened that fast where, I mean, one of my very best friend left without, and she has a 10-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
She left without formula, without diapers, went to get her purse. She couldn't even get the door of her truck open to get her purse out due to the water.
Wow.
I mean, she has literally nothing.
And so you...
She had to leave her other three kids with the husband, and they came on the next boat. But, I mean, you literally have nothing.
Wow. And so a lot of people are being sheltered in that area only to get on a bus to come to Alexandria. And so a lot of those people, Tanya, that just don't have anything are literally coming to our area with just the clothes on their backs. Is that right?
Yeah. That's it.
And so what are the, are you guys able to get, because I know you still don't have power, so you guys are running on a generator, right?
Yeah.
And so is there any idea at all, are you guys getting any kind of reports about what will happen next?
No. We still don't know with energy. We have like, it was a total of over 680-something thousand people out of electricity. So, I mean, we just hoping the gasoline doesn't run out, you know. That's what we, because, I mean, we're basically pretty comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Absolutely.
My dad is a jack of all trades. He's equipped with, you know, we have two generators. He's pretty much prepared with the gas, but I mean, it's only going to last so long.
Absolutely.
We actually have water here where in St. John, where my house is, I mean, I have no lights and no water there either. So,
absolutely.
I mean, I'm better off here, and I still don't know what condition my house is in. I
right.
can't get in touch with any neighbors, and I mean, I don't know. It'd just be a surprise, and there's no way home. Everything, too, airlines flooded, river roads flooded, interstates flooded. There's no way home.
Absolutely. So how are you guys doing on food, Tanya? I know you say you have water, but how much food supply do you guys have?
Oh, we always are supplied with food. Food is the first thing that we buy.
Well, that's good. I know
yeah,
you.
I know
you.
He's got the propane working. All the neighbors. I mean, it's really. Actually, the kids are having a great time. Despite all of this, I mean, the neighbors are all coming together with their meat rather than lose it, which is all, it's a huge barbecue out here.
Let me ask you, what?
I mean, everybody's pulled out their grills.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you, what is going on with that dog back there? What did you do to it?
We have several, that's a hunting dog back here. My sister has a pit bull, two beagles, we have two little lap dogs, we got... Because everybody that evacuated to this area, everybody brought their animals. And you know I'm not a dog lover now,
uh-huh.
you know. So this is, that dog is actually, everybody's in a cage. I'm a little scared.
And so, Tanya, on another note, you guys lost a roof last night. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, my dad has we have an apartment in the back of his yard. He's on about an acre of land. And when we thought, you know, our guard was down last night, thinking the, really the worst was over,
mm-hmm.
as far as the wind and everything, the roof blows off, and it scared us to death.
Wow.
You know, I was like, God.
Wow.
It's wrapped around a tree. I'm going to send you a picture.
Okay.
It's unreal.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Tanya, in the wake of it all, and we were sharing with our listeners that we were communicating via text yesterday, and our hearts were going out to not only you guys, but all of our friends and all of our family, because we consider everyone down there to be family. And it's a time where people just have to come together. And I think you're right on point when you said people come together and share what they have at a time like this. But we could never know what it feels like to just leave with the clothes on your back and not know not only what the extent of the damage is, but how or when you'll be able to get back to assess that damage.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
in several, I'm blessed enough to have insurance, so I know
mm-hmm.
whatever I'm missing will be replaced. It's just material things.
Absolutely.
But my best friend doesn't have insurance, you know, and what do? FEMA is going to have to help out a little bit. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Tanya, we want to just thank you for sharing your vision of what you're seeing and what you guys are experiencing. And, you know, we send out our thoughts and our prayers And if there is anything that we can do on this end, you know that we're here.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
So, Tanya,
we got it.
Send everybody love. You guys take care, and you know we'll be in touch. Stand by for me. Let me get this quick break, and we're
okay.
Back after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Service, Southwest Beverage. For more information about the safety messages, you can go to www.beresponsible.com. daryl'sautoservice.com. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. I tell you, after you hear that, you know, DC and I were just saying, Tanya has been a friend of ours for many, many, many years, and she is just one of those people that keeps it real, and we were laughing.
Yes.
We were laughing during the break because I said everybody was cracking up about Popeyes. Well, when she was on Tuesday, we were talking, or was it Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday, we were talking about
Tuesday.
We were talking about all of the closures in La Place, and she said Popeyes was still open, and I said, well, how did Popeyes fare out? She said, girl, Popeyes was still open yesterday. As of yesterday, Popeyes was still open, and they made them close on yesterday, but they were still frying up chicken and serving people. But, you know, it just, you know, we talk about gratitude on this show so much. It just gives you a real sense of gratitude. And after we went to break, we continued to talk about all of the people and the schools and people, D.C., that just don't have insurance. And Rosa has said it a million times, how inexpensive renter's insurance is.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are dealing with the situation that they have insurance, and most lending institutions, depending on the area you're in, don't require that you, it's not mandatory that you have flood insurance. So what's happening is because they were in some areas where it's not, wasn't flooding really bad, a lot of people didn't have flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And when the water comes in, like Rosa was saying, and it comes up and damage your property, your homeowners does not cover that.
Right.
So a lot of people are faced with that fact of not having flood insurance and having to deal with the fact that they're going to have to
depend on FEMA.
Absolutely.
And we know that that can be a long, lengthy process.
It can.
And for those people, my heart just goes out to those people that had to get on those buses with only the clothes on their back. And Octavia so eloquently put it, just clothes just drenched.
Right.
And she said some of her friends, when they got to the door, the water was at the door, and they couldn't even, they had to go up to get out of the house and had to be boated out. And so, y'all, it is really, really tough.
Yes, it is.
For a lot of people this morning. So if you have awakened and you don't have power, and that is the worst of your problems, then it's not really a problem at all when you look at the devastation that our friends and neighbors have faced just down the road.
Absolutely.
Sad, sad, sad state of affairs. And so we had a caller this morning that expressed that we had a lot of people coming into
yes.
this area, and we'll have a lot more people coming into this area. And his question was a poignant question. He said, are we equipped? Are we equipped? He said he was at the grocery store. There's no more meat. There's not a lot of stuff. And so he's wondering about how we here in Central Louisiana are equipped. And he said, you know, I'm not being selfish, but it is a question to look at.
Absolutely. His name is Walter Coleman. And he called and he said he went to the stores. There was not any meat left. And there was a lot of goods that he was needing to get. And he was simply saying, are we equipped for the overflow of people who are coming in? And should we look closer at how we are, how we're prepared, and how much more should we be prepared for a situation such as this in the Central Louisiana area, so that everybody will have enough goods to make it through a situation such as this?
Absolutely, because let's face it.
Excellent question.
Excellent question, and it's one that we probably need to pose. I don't know if it's to city government or to our vendors, our local vendors, but, you know, not only are we already have thousands of people that are coming in that are here, but all of the people that rushed out to the stores to get themselves and their families
right.
prepared, who bought water, who bought
absolutely.
Batteries, who bought all
gasoline.
Of gasoline.
Propane.
And so it does beg the question, are we prepared, especially since we are a community and a city that has a quote-unquote mega shelter. So that means that we're going to get lots of people.
Mega people. Mega shelter means mega people. And basically that means our stores. Now, you know, stores like Walmart continue to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they had, you know, we went in there yesterday. Looks like they had more water,
mm-hmm.
More you know, more of the essentials that people would need. So
right. And when Octavia talked about prescriptions and that people, you know, it's at least 2,000 plus people at the shelter, at the mega shelter on 71, Highway 71, via LSUA connected right there. Well, those people are going to need to bring their prescriptions over to the various local pharmacies. And will they have enough medicine to be able to accommodate not only the supply of people that are here, but the supply of people that are coming in? Another question.
Absolutely.
That begs for real answers.
And really, as I think about it, the mega shelter, I think this is actually the first time, if I'm not mistaken, that it's been used to this capacity, has it?
I mean, no, I think they used it. They did use it for one of the last storms, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know they. I'm trying to figure when they built it. Was it here in 2008 for Gusto?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure when that shelter was built.
Right. I don't know if it was here then. So what may be happening is, you know, being that this is the first time and new ground is being broke, then basically, like what the gentleman was saying, the stores didn't have enough goods. Well, now that people know what's going to happen the next time, they'll know, you know, how to get equipped and how to make sure everything is here that everyone will need, because everything is on trial and error. You can see the state, you know, was better equipped to deal with the mm-hmm. situation. New Orleans was better equipped to deal with the situation. The only one of the things that happened is that the water came into completely different places
mm-hmm.
and just kind of it took them aback, because it did differently from Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the water came from different places.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're really, really pleased to see that New Orleans was a lot more prepared than they were for Katrina. But, you know, still some areas, and the meteorologist also talked about, you know, those areas that were not federally funded, talking about Plaquemines Parish and those people in those outerlying areas. So please remember that, y'all, we're going to have a lot going on in the city, probably for weeks to come.
Absolutely. Because who knows when the people are going to be able to get back into their properties. So folks are going to be at the shelter
mm-hmm.
until they get mm-hmm. some kind of clarity on what to do next about getting back. And that's what Tanya was saying. That's why a lot of people don't like to leave, because
right.
once they leave, it's hard to get back in.
Absolutely. And so it's six in one hand and a half a dozen in the other. And I think that the moral of the day is this: you can't judge the category of a storm, especially when officials are asking us to evacuate. So it is a lesson for all. And we're glad that we have not heard of any loss of life so far. Let me switch gears. I know we're just about out of time. And I said this yesterday, and I want to say it again, because I'm so proud of David Christmas, who, you know, he's being honored by the Pink Tie Guys, which is a part of the Susan G. Komen, Sinlaw Komen Race for the Cure. And those are all of the men that have come out since the inception of the race and have really, really had hearts for not only the race, but hearts for the movement of eradicating breast cancer. And he will be among the distinguished gentlemen that will be honored this evening at the Pink Tie Guys ceremony tonight. And at that time, they will be presenting the gentlemen that are honored with a special pink tie, compliments of Jerry Lee and Company. And it is going to be a Pink Tie Guide celebration. And, you know, as I was just thinking about all that we do every single day, you know, the producer, the executive producer, and that's David, the person who is behind the scenes, making sure the sound of the show is correct, making sure that the show runs on point, making sure that fundraising happens, making sure that every dollar is accounted for. Just when I tell you that it is an endless list about the business of what happens behind the scenes of a show. And although you hear my voice and you see my face, you know, on the pictures or whatever, on the OPT cruiser, I am just a small part of the network. But the business that happens through David Christmas and making sure that what we do gets done. And so for that, I just wanted to take that moment to say thank you, DC, because it is a thankless job. It really is. When you produce a show and you executive produce, it sometimes is a thankless job. But there are going to be many men that are going to be honored tonight. And let me just tell you, give you a list of some of those men that are going to be honored. David Christmas, of course, Captain Rodney Fassell, Ray Gill, Ed Humphreys. The list is just endless. Randy James, Mike Jenkins, Bart Jones, Jim Liggins, Jay LeMoyne, Dr. Ed Moran, Foster Walker, Dallas Hickson. A lot of the gentlemen have been honored already. Many are being honored today. But it is going to be an amazing ceremony for those men that stand along with our